الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله brothers and sisters to this new session of الآية الرومية the Arabic for non-Arab speakers. Ibn Hajj al-Rum رحمه الله تعالى said باب الإعراب. باب is the chapter of إعراب. الإعراب is to as he explained here is saying الإعراب هو تغيير أواخر الكلم لاختلاف العوامل الداخلة عليها لفظا أو تقديرا. اختلاف العوامل الداخلة عليها لفظا أو تقديرا. This definition that he رحمه الله تعالى made says the I'rab is the changes occur on the last letter of every word due to the different factors that might be, meaning the changes that occur on the last letter and that might be apparent, seen, or estimated. And these changes are due to the different and these factors are can be something called al-mubtada, which affects on the khabar and cause it to be marfu', and the mubtada is the first word of the sentence, or al-ibtida, al-ibtida means the beginning of the sentence. Can be for nasb, and that can be for because of the verb, sorry, the object, the fa'il, or one of the prepositions of nasb, etc. And he is going to, inshallah, give us the clarifications on that in a while. But the most important thing for us is to know that the i'rab is the changes of the harakat on the last letter that can be either seen or estimated. And these changes are due to the different factors that might precede the word. And then he started clarifying these factors, and the effect that these factors can make. By explaining the divisions of I'rab, after he rahimahullah ta'ala gave us the definition of I'rab, he gave us the different types of I'rab. And according to what he said, according to him, he said, وَأَقْسَامُهُ أَرْبَعًا. And types of I'rab are four. Only four types of I'rab in the Arabic language. Only four types of I'rab. رَفْعٌ وَنَصْبٌ وَخَفْضٌ وَجَزْمٌ. رَفْعٌ which is to be due to the factor of الابتداء المبتدا الفاعلية or the naib of fa'il. We're going also to explain all these things in detail. Just now to give general idea and understanding, whenever one of these factors of rab' precedes a word, it will cause it marfu', and that means the last letter of this word will have a dhamma on it. Will have a dhamma on it. Or maybe something else instead of the dhamma, but this thing must not be just anything, but it can be one of the representatives of the dhamma, such as the waw in like al-asma al-khamsa, akhuka, abuka, hamuka, lu, or the jam' al-mudhakkar al-salim, like al-muslimuna, al-mu'minuna, etc. لمثنى الرجلان الولدان الستر. Or it can be the noon as the five verbs such as يَأْكُلُونَ تَأْكُلُونَ يَأْكُلَانِ تَأْكُلَانِ تَأْكُلِينَ. All this will come inshallah, just to give you a general idea. This is the first case which is the Rafa. And then we have the second type of I'rab, which is the Nasb. And Nasb means to have a change on the last letter Haraka with the Fatha or what comes instead of the Fatha. And that's like the kasra in Jam' al-Mu'annath al-Salim. قَابَلْتُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. All the maf'ul bihi. قَابَلْتُ الرَّجُلَ. All the mutamna. قَابَلْتُ الْمُسْلِمَيْنِ. Sorry. This is the ya which represent the fatha in the mutanna and jam' al-mudhakkar al-salim, like qabaltu al-muslimayni wa al-kafirina. And then we have the khafd. And the khafd means to have a kasra or whatsoever comes instead of the kasra at the last letter of the word due to a factor of khafd that precedes the word. And these factors such as huruf al-jam, like من إلى عن على etc. حروف القسم like واو إن والله باء إن بالله تاء إن تالله or the إضافة such as كتاب محمد بيت الله etc. And the last is the jazm. And the jazm is the changes that occurs on the last letter by having either a sukun instead of any of the harakat, or by the removal of the noon, in such as الأفعال الخمسة. You say يأكلون but if you make it مجزوم you say لم يأكلوا, you remove the noun. This is generally the types of I'rab. But we're going to get to the details of each one of these things and each sign of these things, of these signs. He رحمه الله تعالى said باب معرفة علامات الإعراب. This is the chapter in which we are going to know the signs of إعراب. And then he said للرفع أربع علامات. So he began with the first type of إعراب, which is the رفع, which is the رفع. And he mentioned the signs of a rafa. He said there are four signs for the rafa. These signs are al-dhamma, al-waw, al-alif, and unknown. a dhamma can be found as a sign for rafa in four words. First is al-ism al-mufrad. Al-ism al-mufrad الاسم المفرد is the اسم which is not مثنى, that is the single noun that does not refer to مثنى which is dog, nor that it refers to جمع which is plural. So the first is the mutanna. Sorry, the first is the mufrad, which is not مُثَنَّى, nor it is jam, nor that it is one of what can be attached to them, nor that it can be al-asma al-ghamsa. And al-asma al-ghamsa, as we explained earlier, أخوك أبوك آمين وإياك الله سبحانه أو أخوك أبوك حموك فوك ذو مال. So these called الأسماء الخمسة, and الأسماء الخمسة are excluded from this chapter, which is to have the rafa and the sign for it be the dhamma. So muthanna, jam', asma khamsa are excluded from that, as well as al-af'al al-khamsa. Word or the second place where you can't find the dhamma as a sign for rafa is jam'u al-taksir. And jam'u al-taksir is a word that refers back to the plural, which is not the regular explore that we know. The regular plural that we know is the جمع مذكر سالم جمع مؤنث سالم. جمع مذكر سالم is like المسلمون. جمع مؤنث سالم like المسلمات. So جمع التكسير is not one of these two, although it is جمع, but it is not one of these two. Neither it is جمع مذكر سالم nor that it is جمع مؤنث سالم, but it is something different. جمع التكسير is like Asad. A singular, the plural of it is Usdur. Namir, Numur. And here we find that the construction of the word in the singular form is not different from the plural form, but the changes on the harakat, Asad, Ust, Namir, Numur. And then we have the second type of Jam' al-Taksir, which is like Tuhama, singular, plural, Tuham. So we have removed one letter from the end of the word, Tuhama, Tuhamatun, Tuhama. The plural of it is Tuham. Tuham. And then we have something like Sinwan. Sinwan. The plural of it is the singular of it is sinu. So the singular is sinu, and the plural is tilwan. Like tilu and tilwan. And then we have a change, another type of we have another type of jam'a taksir, like sarir, surur, kitab, kutub. We have also another type of jam'a taksir, which is like sabab and asbab. Batal abtal, Hind, hulud, sabu', siba', ذئب, ذئاب, شجاع, شجعان. And the last of the types of جمع التكسير is something like كريم كرماء. كريم is singular, كرماء is plural. رغيف رغفان, كاتب كتاب, أمير أمراء. And the like. So we have now two types of what can be found marfu', and the sign is dhamma. It's a mufrad and jam' taksir. And then we have also the third type is jam'u al-mu'annath al-salim. جمع المؤنث السالم. And جمع المؤنث السالم is any word that differs from the مفرد by an extra ألف and تاء at the end of it. المؤمنة, المؤمنات, المؤمنة, المؤمنات, المسلمة, المسلمات. So whenever we find this in the rabb position, we know that the sign is the dhamma. And the last thing that can have the sign, the dhamma as a sign for rabb, is al-fi'l al-mudari', fi'l al-mudari', which has nothing connected to the end of it. What do we mean by nothing connected to the end of it? We mean that it is not from al-af'al khamsa. As we said, al-af'al khamsa is like yaktubuna taktubuna, yaktubani taktubani taktubina. If any word comes on the same sound of this, yaktubani taktubani yaktubuna taktubuna taktubina, then we know that it is from al-af'al khamsa. Whenever one of al-af'al khamsa is found in the rab' position, the sign for it must be removal of the noon, but not dhamma. But not dhamma. So when the fi'l mudari' is not from al-af'al khamsa, then the sign for rab' in it must be the dhamma. If the mudari' is not one of the af'al khamsa, and it is marfu', then the sign of rab' is the dhamma, such as ya'kulu muhammadun, ya'kulu, ya, hamza, kaf, lam, only. But this lam has a dhamma, on it, because it is mudara, not preceded by any letter of raf or khaf, not preceded by any letter, by anything of, by any nasb or khaf. And also, not connected to Alif al-Ithnain or Waw al-Jama'a or Ya al-Mukhatabah. So these are the four places where you can find the Dhamma as a sign of Rafa. Generally, all what I want from you is to just understand that. And inshallah ta'ala, on the coming days, after we clarify the signs for nasb, khaf, and jazm, then we are going to go through the implementation of I'raab inshallah ta'ala. And here we end up our session today, willing to see you inshallah tomorrow with a new session of Al-Ajr-Rumiyah. I wish that I have conveyed something that increase your knowledge and benefits you. May Allah ta'ala makes it sincerely for him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.